The children are invited to come forward for the children's message at this time. So come on up, guys. Good morning. We got a couple more coming. Come on up, guys. So we've been looking at the windows in the church, and guess what? We're running out of windows. But I do want us to look at one. You guys can sit where you are, because I want us to look at the very, very back of the church, way high up. You see it up there? There's one more window way up there. And I was wondering, and I think everybody in the congregation can see it, right? I think so. Maybe in the transepts you guys can't. On your way out, take a look. But so somebody can tell me, what's at the bottom half of the window? Can people tell what that is? It's a what? I'm not sure what you're telling me. Oh, the circle. Oh, so the windows, so there's a circle in the middle of it, but just below, I'm going to get to that in a minute. What's below the circle? That's a cup. What kind of cup do you think it is? That's a what? A trophy. That's what somebody said at 8 o'clock, a trophy. That's not exactly right, but that's actually a great thought when you think about it. That's wonderful. But you know what it is? It's a cup that we would use for communion. Does that make sense now? You see, aha, now we're there. So that reminds us of the sacrament of the altar. So what do you think is above the cup then, the circle that we were talking about? What's above the cup then? What do you think that is? That's the communion wafer, right? And you guys don't receive communion yet because you're still learning some things. But in a few years, you guys will be. So this is what I love to notice, that is a reminder that every week in church we receive in communion the body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. Adults, right? The catechism says it this way, the body and blood of Christ given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Now, think about this. Suppose I was walking into church down the middle aisle. What's right here in front of me? That's the altar. And what's on top of the altar? There is a cross, but right underneath the covering there is the sacrament, right? So when you walk into the church, you see communion. And when you walk out of the church, you see communion. Have you ever noticed that before? So you guys will receive in a few years, there's some more learning to do. But adults, I'll say to you, when you come forward to receive communion later, as you leave, we're always looking at our feet, making sure we don't trip, which is important. But take a quick peek up there, and you can receive the sacrament there and look up there and say, this reminds me that Christ forgives me all my sins, and he feeds me here at this altar with his body and his blood for the forgiveness of my sins. So remember, the windows are to remind us. So we see all kinds of things. The altar reminds me, and that window reminds me of the same thing. So coming in the church, going out of the church to be reminded that Christ has given us the sacrament, and in the sacrament, his body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins, right? So that's what that's about. You can look up and see it and think of it. That's what we come to do to church. All right? Guys, thanks for coming up. So you guys can head back to your space. And congregation, we'll sing now the hymn of the day.